19, in the back of the book.
Changes. part of.
Verse 25, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Right?
I have a few verses in my heart in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Brother read in Ephesians 5 about the cleansing, the washing of water by the word. I was just thinking how the Lord does that. What I have is mainly towards the middle of the chapter, but I read from the beginning. It says in Luke 24, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. I was just thinking about this part here, that these women that went there, they did not have a lot of knowledge, but they had devotion. Many times we have a lot of knowledge, and that's a good thing. I'm not speaking against knowledge. We need knowledge. But many times we lack devotion. The Lord looks at the heart. It is a heart filled with Christ that will lead us to serve Him. And these women, even though they did not have a lot of knowledge, we see that Mary before had anointed the Lord, the body of the Lord Jesus. That was the only chance that they had, and they missed it. Because Mary understood. And why did she understand? Because she was the smartest of them all. Because she was at the feet of the Lord Jesus, listening. And while Peter and the others were wondering who of them would be the greatest, she was thinking of what she could do before the Lord Jesus died. And that was the only chance. But these women also have some credit here in that they had devotion, even though they lacked knowledge. And they went, and it's commendable to them that they went. Because the disciples, the men, where were they? And that is something that I would like to encourage each one of us. I like to encourage the sisters, and I like to encourage the brothers. When we visit Cuba, you'd see something that's sometimes unusual to see, in that there, in many places, there are many sisters, but very few brothers. There's one assembly. It is all sisters. But there is one boy in that assembly. And that boy is growing up. And that boy is at the Lord's table. And he's faithful to the Lord. So it's not right to say that there's only sisters. But we trust in the Lord that he will take responsibility in time. And we trust that there will be more there that will take responsibility in time. But we see here there was something similar. The men were probably hiding. They were someplace else. But the women were devoted to the Lord, even with a limited understanding of the things that were taking place. And they were perplexed. They did not understand. And verse 5 is this, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. So these things the Lord has told them. The Lord had told them that he was going to die, that he was going to be crucified, he was going to be raised again. And he even told them when. 3 days, he said. And they did not understand. Saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and other women that were with them which told these things unto the apostles. So the women were devoted and the Lord revealed first unto them what had happened. So sometimes we may not have a lot of knowledge. Sometimes we may not have a lot of understanding. But if we have devotion for the Lord will reward that. And it says in verse 11, And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. So even though they came with a message from the Lord, the message was not well received. And sometimes it is so with us. I forget which prophet of the Old Testament, I think it was Ezekiel. The Lord told them, they will not listen to you. Sometimes that's a hard message. The Lord tells you, deliver this message, and they will not listen to you. That is a hard thing. We like to see the results of our work. We like to see that the Lord works through us, and there's blessing that happened with Elijah too. He said, well, the Lord will bring this famine. At the end of the famine, the children of Israel will be back in fellowship with the Lord, and the people of the Lord will be restored, and everything will be fine. And when that doesn't happen, he wants to basically die in that case. He says, I'm the only one left, and they look to take my life. But we are like that too. And the important thing is to be doing what the Lord wants us to be doing, even if we don't see the results right now. And what I have in my heart is mainly in verse 13 and on. And it says, And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So these two were going in opposite direction as to where the Lord wanted them to be. They were going to Emmaus from Jerusalem. And we may criticize them. We may say, well, you know, they were going the opposite way. Let them just be. But the Lord doesn't think that way. He walks with them, and he turns not them first, he turns their heart first. And that's what the Lord wants us, I believe, in these dark days too. They were living in dark days. All their hopes had gone down. They had a wrong understanding. And as our brother was saying before, if we don't have the right understanding, we may not have a practical application in our lives. So understanding and doctrine is very important. So when I say that, talk about devotion, I'm not saying that we should not have the right understanding. But it starts with the heart. The Lord says, give me thy heart. And the Lord walks with them, and it says in verse 15, And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, and they were talking about the things of the Lord. Even though they were going in the wrong direction, they still were talking about the things of the Lord, the things that had happened. And the Lord walks with them, drew near and went with them, But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? So he answers harshly to the Lord, saying, you know, isn't it obvious? Are we not in the right to be sad and to be sort of frustrated by the things that have happened? We hoped that he was going to be the one, and now all our hopes are down. And then he says, and he says unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and work before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. So they had the knowledge. They had the information. They knew. They trusted that the Lord Jesus was going to be the Messiah. They had the information from the women that he had been resurrected, that he had been rose from the dead. So they had this knowledge, but they lacked something. And that's what I have in my heart today. We need knowledge and understanding, but we also need devotion. And we need to have our hearts in the right place. It says, verse 23, And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen the vision of angels, which said that he was alive. So they had the information here. And how many times don't we have the information here, but we have to be willing to listen and to obey? This the religious world is full of information. This world is full of information. But are we willing to bow our hearts to what the Lord wants? Or is it just that information? In verse 24, And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. They even knew more than that. Not only did they hear the women say it, they said, we know that it was Peter and John. They went to the sepulchre and they saw that the Lord wasn't there. And yet they do not believe. And the Lord speaks to their conscience. Sometimes the Lord speaks and because we have lack of knowledge, the Lord gives us understanding. But sometimes he speaks to our conscience. And the Lord first spoke to his conscience, to their consciences. And it says, Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart. Fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. It doesn't say you don't know what the prophets have spoken. They didn't lack knowledge. They lacked a quicker heart, a heart that would be prompt to believe what the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And he expands to them, of course, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they needed the knowledge, but they needed a prepared heart. And verse 30, And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. We know that he was going to pass, to continue, and they compelled him to stay. And one comment there. The Lord will not force himself upon us. He will not enter if we do not allow him to enter. He will not come in if we're if it is not welcome. It says, verse 29, they constrained him, saying, abide with us. And in verse 31, it says, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight, and they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? When he talked with us, by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. So those two things. When he talked to us, by the way, and when he opened to us the scriptures. So the Lord Jesus goes with them to Emmaus. We know that he was at a distance. We know that they invited him to stay because it was late. But at that same hour, when their heart burned, they went back to Jerusalem. And that is necessary in our lives too, that our hearts may burn. Not only with knowing the things of the Lord, but having a relationship with him. So may the Lord help us.